So I'm currently homeless because I did not win the, like, quote unquote, win the lottery for on-campus housing. We were put in, like, the next day, and they closed down, like, halfway through the day before we were supposed to get any, like, sort of slots.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Carolina Cast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. I'm Sarah Ellis.
And I'm Mia Khatib. Chancellor Lee Roberts recently announced jumpstarting an enrollment increase at the UNC Board of Trustees meeting in mid-January. He says enrollment just really isn't keeping up with state growth and graduation rates.
With respect to enrollment, we enroll about 3.5% of North Carolina's graduating high school seniors. It used to be about 5%. The working group recommended growing by 5,000 students over 10 years. So significant growth, but over a extended period of time.
Robert said they'll be adding 500 new students to the incoming first-year class in the fall. But meanwhile, students have really been struggling to secure on-campus housing and even find off-campus options.
Well, Mia, I've never lived on campus, so I'm not super familiar with the process. Who have you found to be struggling the most with housing and struggling to find housing on campus?
Honestly, it's a whole bunch of different students, but really comes down to juniors and sophomores and transfers. That's really what I feel like I've heard since speaking with students. And it comes down to the lottery process. So UNC Media Relations mentioned to me that seniors get first pick because it's based off credit hours, and then come juniors and sophomores who are grouped together. And then transfers are really left over with what's available after all first years and returning students are housed.
So Mia, you spoke to a transfer student. What was his experience?
Yeah, so I spoke with junior Andres Ortega. He transferred into UNC last fall. He really struggled to land campus housing and didn't end up getting a spot on campus. Ortega actually ended up moving to an apartment in Carrboro as a result of this, but he really talked a little more about his frustration with the whole process.
So I was coming in thinking, oh, I might find housing. I could find me an apartment like at Rams Village. But when I applied for housing, apparently they accepted so many more students this freshman class that they didn't have any housing, and then they decided, yes, we're going to accept all these students, but then we're also going to close down a dorm. We went from, like, hopefully we get housing, to, like, no, we can't get housing. So it caused a lot of, like, panic trying to find apartments because, again, Chapel Hill is pretty expensive, so is Carrboro. And it's not like the availability is humongous.
So what's being done from the university side of things to help transfer students who can't be housed find off-campus housing?
In a statement, UNC Media Relations told me that incoming transfer students have priority assignment into this one program called the Transfers United Residential Learning Program. It offers about 30 spaces for incoming transfer students, and otherwise, they're offered the remaining spaces after first years and returning students are housed. So they really do get last pick.
Well, I'm curious. I actually transferred in from a local community college. How many new transfers does UNC accept every year?
The Daily Tar Heel previously reported last academic year that UNC admits around 900 transfer students every year. And the university also does have a website with off-campus housing resources. But Ortega said that none of the resources guided him to the housing that he currently has now.
So yeah, they had resources. They gave us like network to find roommates and networks to find like other housing. But to be honest, they didn't work that much. I didn't find like the apartment I live in, I found because of Zillow. I didn't find because of any other resources that they had. And it was a pretty stressful time because I don't live close enough to Chapel Hill where I can commute. So if I can't find an apartment, I can't come to school here.
When Ortega was looking for housing, the crunch really forced him to take some time off work, and he had to drive into Chapel Hill from 2 hours away in his hometown to come and try and find housing over the summer, just right before school started for him.
I took 2 days off of work to tour 8 apartments, and all of those 8 apartments I found through Zillow. I didn't find any through the UNC, the resources that UNC gave us.
So you say that sophomores and juniors are also at risk and that you talked to sophomores who are feeling vulnerable with the process. What was their experience like?
Yeah, so I spoke with rising sophomores who shared that they are already stressed trying to find housing for next year, even though this is just their first year on campus. Ava Fulmer, she lived on campus this year and is now on the wait list for housing for next year, also on campus, but she's unsure if she will be able to get that opportunity. And off-campus options are looking kind of difficult. It all comes down to, you know, what's expensive close by versus prices further away, and she just doesn't know what she's going to do yet.
And so further away, it's cheaper to go, but I don't really have the means to get a car or, like, find somewhere near a bus stop to kind of take me to campus, whereas if I go closer, I don't really have the means to afford the rent for the area. So it's a very, like, interesting predicament to try and find something that it's manageable for me to go to, but at the same time, cost effective, because I'm still trying to, like, put myself through college.
Fulmer also talked to me about how her housing uncertainty has really affected her work and school at Carolina.
It's really hard because I really want to live on campus. I want to keep being around all the people that I met. I want to be able to kind of have the Carolina community, which I'm afraid I'm not going to really get off campus. But at the same time, I don't even know if there's an opportunity to live off campus. And like dealing with classes this semester too kind of adds like a different layer, because you're focused on classes, but at the same time you have to focus on finding somewhere to live next semester to even continue to keep going to Carolina.
Mia, has the university addressed the concerns about housing needs?
Yes. In a statement, UNC Media Relations said, quote, "Carolina Housing is in the final stages of a comprehensive housing master plan that will include renovations to many of our current buildings, as well as the addition of new buildings. As part of these processes, the beds available in any given year will fluctuate as buildings go on and offline."
I think if they're going to continue to increase enrollment, they're going to have to find a way to increase housing, whether that be like State did, taking over a hotel in the area and converting it to more suite-style housing and stuff like that, at least giving students the opportunity that are already at Carolina to continue to be on Carolina campus, rather than trying to rely on inflated prices in the area, because apartments, and everybody knows that college students are going to have to find somewhere to live because Carolina does not have any locations, is kind of what's really the problem right now.
In response to the university's plan to increase enrollment, Ortega has said that Chancellor Roberts and the university needs to find more ways to accommodate students.
If he wants to accept so many more students, he needs to find a way to make more housing. I mean, you're putting so many more people into like a stressful situation if you're trying to get so many more students, but you don't have anywhere to house them.
Chancellor Roberts said that the goal is to increase the student population by 5,000 over the next 10 years. And Roberts acknowledged there are going to be challenges, but the school is prepared to move forward.
It's not easy. There are constraints across the enterprise, but so far we haven't identified an insurmountable constraint.
Fulmer said that she's happy more students will get to experience Carolina, but the potential overcrowding could minimize the experience for current and future students.
Over-enrolling is filling up the campus more with people, which is great because Carolina is an amazing place to go. But at the same time, it kind of diminishes and takes away opportunities for people that have already loved Carolina here and made it more difficult for them to actually be like in the Carolina spirit around everybody, around like clubs and organizations, because you're having to travel so far to even just get to class rather than just being on campus where everything is happening all the time.
From the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media, I'm Mia Khatib.
And I'm Sarah Ellis. Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more, you can listen on the web at carolinaconnection.org or Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 97.9 The Hill.